Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Brenda Hoffman, and thank you for listening. I do two channels a week on different days, so we get more information. My written blog is at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com, and I do this blog talk show every Friday, and the written blog is posted on Monday. This is a redo. Thanks to Melanie from North Carolina, who I did one this morning. I did a channel this morning, and I thought that the internet connection hadn't been turned off because of storms until nearly the end, and she was kind enough to listen right away and found out that actually I'd only spoken for a minute or two. So I'm redoing the whole thing, and let's see what we get now. Yes, dear ones, we commend you on your dedication, Brenda, for indeed this is not something you are used to, is doing two channels in one day of this level. For indeed, as we stated earlier today, many of you have had emotional ups and downs and all around. And what we wish you to know is those emotional antics, those emotional feelings are starting to shift, because as you let go of the need to control everything in your world, both outer and inner, you'll find that you have a more peaceful existence. And the reason you're allowing yourself, and that is the correct word, allowing yourself to let go, is because those in the second wave have awakened. And they are picking up what you thought you were responsible for. You're not. You have completed your major role, and that was helping Earth shift from 3D into 5D and beyond. You have completed that. And then you took on the task of going within and clearing so many pieces. And yet, you felt as if, you believed as if, you must continue on, like a racehorse that has run a very strenuous race, and you're all lathered up and you're tired, and you hear the whistle again, and you are ready to run, not because you have the energy, but because you think you are supposed to. And what we are saying is, your role now is one of peace, a one of starting to realize you have completed all you need to complete. Now, granted, you are still evolving from within. You know, we called it filling your vessel. You are still doing that. But you don't have the whole world on your shoulders anymore. And that is why it is time for you to relax. Now, some of you might be laughing and thinking of yourself as a horse put out to pasture. And if you will, that's as good of an analogy as any. Because you're no longer at the forefront. Those in the second and third and fourth and fifth waves are the ones that are going to be rebuilding the outer world. And they are doing so because you provided so much energy. You completed all of your tasks, allowing them to focus on theirs. You see? They don't have to rebuild Earth because you've already helped do that. And added to that is they will do it in a quicker pace than you did yours. You completed your task because you had to work through 3D. You had to shift your interactions. And you had to do this on a day-to-day basis, jumping between 5D and beyond and 3D, jumping back and forth, exhausting, as you well know. And most of you listening are tired. Allow that to be. And then allow yourself, if you will, to go out to pasture. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the green grass. Enjoy the trees. Do what feels fun to do, knowing that you're no longer alone, knowing that the second and third and fourth and fifth and on waves are coming, and that each one will awaken sooner than the one before. Most important for you right now is, if you remember last week we said the second wave hadn't quite awakened, they are now. And so it is, you are no longer alone. You are no longer responsible for everything. You're no longer a world caretaker. And that's the big piece for you to remember. You're no longer the world caretaker. Your only role now is to allow your new being to shine, to grow into yourself, to evolve into yourself. And if that means you're interested in something over here or something over there, fine. But you're no longer running the races. That's being taken up by the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, wave after wave after wave, like on the ocean, you know? First there's a small wave comes in, and then more and more and larger, and so it is. Allow yourself to relax and to shine your light brightly. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. And it seems as if the internet held out throughout this time. Good day.